PSNI say a bomb discovered near a primary school in North Belfast was designed to maim and kill. It's believed it may have been a booby trap device which had fallen from a vehicle. Two controlled explosions were carried out, which was found on the device, which was found in Ballymacgarry Lane, just off the Ballygomartin Road. It's not yet clear who the target was or which group was responsible, but this latest attack comes days after a new dissident coalition calling themselves the IRA claimed the murder of prison officer David Black. Joining me now is Terry Spence, chairman of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Lisa.
And you're calling for an extra 1,000 officers to combat this threat.
Yes, we are indeed. It's very clear that since the beginning of the year, there have been 73 gun and bomb attacks in Northern Ireland, resulting in death and serious injury. Our officers are on the front line trying to prevent these attacks from taking place. But what we have, obviously, is a concerted attempt by dissident Republicans in particular to overthrow the institutions at Stormont, and it's very clear that they're trying to subvert the democratic process, and in so doing they will murder public servants, police officers and prison officers who are there in service to the community. They will stop at nothing to achieve that. That's why we believe that we need urgently to recruit at least another 1,000 officers, and the button should be pressed to start that proceedings now.
But that hasn't worked in the past, Terry Spence, when at the height of the Troubles, when we had tens of thousands of troops on the ground, an RUC that was twice the size of the PSNI.
The position is this, Lisa. Unless we have sufficient resilience within the police service of Northern Ireland to meet this threat head on, to deal with the upsurge in loyalist paramilitary activity, in particular from the UVF, and have the resilience to deal with the volatility in the public order situation that our officers experienced over the summer right through until the early autumn, then I think we're sleepwalking into disaster here. And we need to deal with this, and we need to deal with it urgently. Now, between now and 2015, we have the potential to lose another 1,200 officers as a result of those officers maximising their benefits onto the pension scheme. That means we'll be sitting at an establishment figure of around 5,800 officers. We cannot sustain the current position of dealing with this threat with those numbers when the Chief Constable has made it clear consistently that the threat level remains at the upper level of severe, and we need the additional officers and we need the courts to come in behind us and ensure that they are robust and that they operate a zero tolerance policy to put these people behind bars and maximise the sentences that they mete out for these horrendous crimes that were witnessed just 10 days ago in the murder of the prison officer David Black.
Well, they're very strong words you're using this morning, Terry Spence, for the Chief Constable, sleepwalking into disaster.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying, because if we don't have an immediate recruitment of at least 1,000 officers, then I foresee in the coming months and years we will not have sufficient resilience to deal with the terrorist threat, the volatility in the public order situation and all of the other problems that policing needs to deal with over the next number of years. It's quite simple, and the arithmetic is clear, and what you said earlier is also correct. 10 years ago we had 12,500 officers. We're now down to 7,000 officers. We had the support of 13,000 military personnel and we're down to 7,000 officers. We can't benefit from mutual aid from our colleagues in England, Scotland and Wales. And on the basis of that, we need to ensure that there's inbuilt resilience within the police service of Northern Ireland to deal with this threat and meet it head on. Because the volatility is there. There is no prospect of this ending in the medium to long term. And we need additional officers and they need to start recruiting them now.
So but are MI5 not here in numbers dealing with that threat?
Well, there are intelligence services, of course, trying to deal with this threat. And there are successes, and the police service have been successful in arresting people and bringing them before the courts. But the truth is that we're fooling ourselves if we think that these groups, which are described as minuscule, that they're going to go away. They are not going to go away. They're consolidating their position, and they have amalgamated, and they're now forming into new groups. And we need to be sure that there's sufficient resilience within within the police service to meet this threat head on. And I believe if we don't do it now, then we are sleepwalking potentially into a disaster.
Do you think society here is returning to an acceptable level of violence? Not as bad as it was in the past, but certainly a new acceptable level?
Well, I think there's a danger that that's the route that we will take, because whilst these incidents, and as I say, there have been 73 gun and bomb attacks since the beginning of the year, are relatively sporadic, and of course they're nowhere near like they were at this stage in the 70s and 80s. Nevertheless, there is this fear and this concern amongst the members that I represent that it's beginning to creep up, and they're becoming more sophisticated, and they have the capability of mounting further attacks. And that is obviously a very worrying situation.
What's morale like among officers in the wake of the murder of David Black?
Well, police officers in Northern Ireland, as you know, are very courageous, brave individuals. And the one thing that they're absolutely clear about is that the terrorists will not win. But I think it's incumbent on the government at Stormont. I think it's incumbent on the Chief Constable and the Policing Board, and indeed the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, who is responsible overall for security in Northern Ireland, that they give their support to the police service and ensure that we have the resources available to meet this threat head on and deal with whatever comes our way in the coming months and years. And I think it's imperative that we start that process of recruitment and a zero tolerance policy from the courts and all the rest of it right now.
How fearful are your officers of these new groups?
Well, as I said, our officers are extremely courageous, but, you know, we shouldn't try and kid ourselves that there isn't concern amongst police officers about not only themselves, but their families and indeed for the community. Police officers are being targeted 24/7 on and off duty. They're being forced from their homes because of murderous threats from, in particular, dissident Republicans. And, of course, we also know that prison officers are facing the same plight. So it is a worrying situation, but police officers are steadfast, they're determined that the terrorists will not succeed, but in so doing, the courts and the executive at Stormont need to throw their weight completely behind the police service and ensure that we have sufficient resilience to deal with this problem.
You've also called on the Loyal Orders and the residents groups to take their the responsibilities that they should in and around parading.
That's absolutely correct, because what we witnessed over the summertime and of course, in September were the disgraceful incidents that happened in North Belfast and Donegal Street in particular. And we think the Loyal Orders have to take some responsibility for the fact that police officers' lives are in danger whenever attacks are mounted on them at these demonstrations and these parades. And equally, I think the residents groups have to be very mindful of the fact that police officers are doing their duty under very difficult circumstances and not come out specifically to be offended when parades are taking place. So I'm asking the Chief Constable, and I'm asking the Board and the Executive at Stormont to pay heed to our plea to ensure that police officers can get on with their everyday duties, but in so doing, that they have the backup, the numbers, the resources and the resilience to do that.